Hi, everybody. This is Anna Sothen. I'm your executive producer and host, and I am super excited that Jacob is with us today. I'm super excited to have you here. So tell me a little bit, Jacob, who are you and who are you
absolutely,
with?
Absolutely, Anna. Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, so I'm Jacob Charlwood, and I'm with Capital Financial Solutions. We are an independent financial planning firm. So we help folks in the community and their families make budgeting and savings decisions, help them understand and organize their current financial situation so that they can make good educated decisions moving forward on all things personal finance.
I love that. And just to interject a little bit, Jacob is my financial advisor. So we will give you guys a personal testimonial. My husband being in the financial industry, he was like, I know everything. I don't need to talk to anybody else. But we met with you and you were so knowledgeable about all things financial that you are our financial advisor. And now we have a strategic game plan of where we're going to go and the things that we want to do. And I will tell you that since having that conversation with you, he's been dreaming more about what our future and what it looks like and what the things that we can do, which I think were things that he didn't even allow himself to do before. So I think that's, again, I've told you time and again how much I appreciate it, but huge kudos to you for that. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That's the whole idea. You know, we want our clients to have confidence that the financial decisions they're making are the right ones. You know, we want to be the resource for when things get turned upside down. And that way you guys are able to dream and come up with big ideas, and we'll see if we can make them happen.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your journey. You were probably not 5 years old and be like, oh, I want to be a financial advisor when I grow up. So how did that journey come about?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you're right. I did not know what I was going to do or what I wanted to do, rather, all the way until I was a senior at VCU. So I was about 1 year away from essentially being forced into the workforce, working on a business degree, but not exactly sure what I wanted to do. So I went to the VCU career fair and I started an internship with Capital Financial Solutions, where I'm at now. And I really just fell in love with it right away. I think it's helpful as far as place my strong suits as an individual with communication and just the enjoyment of meeting with people on a regular basis, but also attributed to a bit of luck of just being in the right place at the right time, getting connected with a great mentor and Chris, and just growing that way. So I've been with Capital for the past 6.5, coming up on 7 years, and it started right out of VCU with a little bit of luck.
That's amazing. I don't know if I would consider it luck, right? I think that being in the right place at the right time, but when you're a good person, you are, right? Those things are just going to start to happen in your life because you deserve them. So that's my take on being lucky.
For sure. I'm fortunate to have had some experiences in other fields that I could check off that I didn't want to do forever. And so learning that this was an option was exciting for me as well.
That's awesome. So I love this next question because I feel like with every industry, it doesn't matter really what industry that you're in, there's myths and misconceptions about what it is that you guys do. So tell me a little bit about that, whether it be the product or the services or whatever. I have something in mind, but tell me a myth or misconception that you could share with our audience that would be beneficial for them.
I think the biggest myth that I'm actively trying to debunk is that you have to have a lot of money or you have to make a lot of money to connect with or benefit from a financial planner. I don't think that's true at all, to be frank. But he starts somewhere, and it's there are certain advisors and companies that have minimums, but the way that we do it and the way that a lot of other advisors do it from a planning perspective, the assets that you have, the income that you have, it's less important. As an adult being independent, you're still making financial decisions. So I always hear that a lot, excuse me, and I encourage people to use a financial advisor or planner. Regardless of where you're at, they'll help you get there. They'll help you get to the income and asset level that you're looking for.
Sort of like, it's like when you go into the gym, you could probably bench press a lot. I don't know, we'll say 100 pounds by yourself. But if you have a spotter, maybe you could do 120, 150, right? Where you, if you didn't have that support, then it might not work as well. So I think of it the same way, right? You just have somebody who is very knowledgeable. You are, keeps on top of what the industry is doing. What are the trends setting? And then being able to have that knowledgeable conversation of, this is where you are. Here's where you want to go. Here's my advice of how to get you to from point A to point B.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, I absolutely agree. So I'd love to I love to see everybody, of course, actively seeking a financial planner if you're not in the industry. And I would just continue to say that it doesn't matter your income or the asset level. Somebody would be happy to help you out.
That's fantastic. All right. So when you're not at work or networking like we do, what do you do for fun?
Yeah. I'm very outdoorsy. So I do like to run and ride my bike quite a bit. I've got an almost 2-year-old daughter. So I love to spend a lot of time with her. I'm big into sports. So, you know, I'm introducing her to basketball, football, trying to get her outside and active as well. That's probably the main thing that we do on our weekend time together. But also the basics. I like to read. I do like to read science fiction. I like movies in that same space as well. So a lot of the basics. I do play a lot of golf. I know that's a buzzword for financial advisors, but I do play golf pretty often. And yes, I do use this business as an excuse to play golf pretty often as well. So I just try to spend as much time outside as I can.
I love that. Well, don't knock the golf. I actually asked my husband the other day if it would be beneficial for me to play golf because it's one of those sports. It's a gentleman's sport, right? And there's a lot of quote unquote business deals that are done on the golf course because people are just more open to having conversations, I feel like. So I think it's just one, and it's one of those games that you don't have to, it's available for everybody. I'm not going to play basketball. That's just, I'm too short for it. But golf is one of those ones. It doesn't really matter who you are. You could benefit from it. So that's awesome. All right. So here's an interesting question, right? And people always have, oh, how do I answer this? So can you describe a hardship that you've had in your life that you rose above and can now say has made you better because of it?
I think there's really two that come to mind as far as different areas of my life and what I notice now that I didn't know then. And I think the first one would be when I was younger, my parents got divorced and I had myself, a brother and a few other siblings. And you just, now that I know how that works, there was financial strain there. And I think getting through that together and having a good, healthy relationship with both of my parents is really important to me. And so keeping up with them individually as they made changes and then realizing as I entered this job, the impact that those types of things have financially was big. And the second one is the first year that I was a financial planner, my wife's mother passed away. And then shortly after that, her father passed away as well. She went through a rough stretch while I was in the early stages of trying to build a business. And I think a couple of takeaways I had from that is that there are more important things than money a lot of times with family, but also making sure you balance the time that you're putting into building a business with the time that you're spending with family and you know how important that is. And seeing her have to go through that, it did adjust my priorities a bit. I think it strengthened the need to realize that other things are more important than money, but also that being financially fit and in good shape allows you to spend more time with those people and on those experiences. So kind of negative experiences, I know, but I think that's how you learn. And those are the two pieces that come to mind for me.
Absolutely. It's like the yin and the yang, right? What came first, the chicken or the egg, right? So being financially fit allows you to spend time with those individuals. So I think that's important. And I don't like the word balance, but harmony, I think is a really good. As business owners, we have to find harmony in our space because giving too much to one space or another is not beneficial for anybody, right? So, or neglecting one space or another can also be very good. So what's one thing you wish listeners knew about your business?
Let's see. So I would want people to know about my business specifically. In regards to what sets us apart from other advisors and folks in the industry.
Really?
I think when I started this job coming out of VCU, it's the only place I've worked, but I do believe that having a planner or a resource, whether it's insurance or investments that's independent, is really the most important piece when it comes to financial planning. So to separate that, we're not using a quota, right? This is a big concern that people have when they reach out to financial advisors as well. We're not associated with a specific insurance company or an investment company, you know, or a bank for that matter. So when our clients have a need for insurance or investment solutions, we're able to look to a third party or shop it around to any company that's available, which I think helps because as you know, everybody's situation is just is different. It's different. So not everyone's going to need the same company or strategy. And you know, so I would always recommend working with someone who's independent, who's going to understand your situation and then shop the market, you know, rather than having that insurance or investment strategy that they're leading with on a regular basis.
If I liken that to building the box for your client versus having the client fit into the box that you have available, right? And so this is not a one is better than the other, right? We're not disparaging. Would those be considered captive agents? I guess, is that what you, I know that we use that term with insurance. I didn't know if we use the same term with financial advisors. It's not necessarily, again, it's neither one is good or bad, but I'm really of the mindset of I'm different than my next door neighbor, than to my right and my next door neighbor to my left. I'm different than you are, than the people who are part of our BNI group. And I really, that was super important to us, is for us to sit down with you and be able to say, here's who we are. Here's what my goals and dreams are. And even my husband and I, like in the conversations that you and I had, the three of us had together, I learned some things from him that I was like, oh, really? You want to do that? But those, and things change, right? So when you have those life situations, we want to be able to come back to you and be like, now we want to do this. How do we do that? And if you're stuck in that box, there may be some limits and things that you can't necessarily accommodate. So I like that. I like that.
Absolutely. I think you put it very well. I don't, no knock on a captive agent. We do call it that as well. I think a lot of what you'll notice as far as general trends is a lot of captive agents and agencies are moving towards the independent space. Is what we're doing at our office that I think is most important for the community and the families is providing advice, right? Less the strategy or product being used. You've seen it, the programs we use. We're really having conversations with our clients about, again, what's important to you? What do we have available? How do we get from A to B? And you know, like everything else in life, there's numerous ways to get from A to B. And not one of them is going to be perfect for every person. So try to keep it conversational and more along the lines of what do we want to accomplish rather than how are we going to invest? And that traditionally comes second when you're working with us.
That's fantastic. I love that. Again, love your strategy. It's why we work with you and have been very, very happy so far. So tell listeners, you know, how can they learn more? How can they contact you or stop by your company?
Yeah, absolutely. Easiest way, excuse me, to get in touch with myself or somebody on my team would be just jacobcharlwood.com. Same way my name is spelled. We've got a scheduling link on the website. There's also tons of information, articles, and calculators on there that you can use yourself and crunch some numbers if you have questions you think you want to try to answer before you get in touch. But that's the best way to do it. Go through our website, use the resources that we've got available. And then when you're ready to have a conversation, you can schedule some time via phone call, email, right through that link on the site. And we'd love to talk to you.
Perfect. Or you can reach out to me and I'm happy to share my experience with Jacob and get you in contact with him as well too. So Jacob, I really want to thank you for your time. This has been absolutely amazing. And I'm so glad that I got to share your story and who you are with all of our listeners. So sure that you reach out to Jacob and have that conversation with him and see if he might be the right fit for you. So thank you again for your time today. It was an honor to have you on here.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having me. It was great to see you.
Good to see you.